Hey, good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples. We'll be hearing from our city officials here in just a little bit, but we're going to start things off first as we have a special guest on the phone line here this morning. Kansas Attorney General Derek Schmidt joins us here as we mark National Consumer Protection Week. Good morning, Mr. Schmidt.
Good morning, Brandon.
Pleasure to have you on here. I know we bring you on here usually around this time of year to mark this week, and it's an important reason behind that. And there's a big event going on in Manhattan tomorrow that you're going to tell us all about.
Well, there is. Every year for Consumer Protection Week, we partner up with local folks and sponsor a series of free document shredding events around the state, and we do it to provide the service to people who have cleaned out their home file cabinets or other record centers, especially during the pandemic. But we also do it to remind people how important it is to be responsible for managing our own personal information all year round to help prevent identity theft.
And we've seen in this past year with everybody kind of moving on to do virtual stuff and Zooms and all that kind of things. Identity theft is a real problem right now, especially with e-commerce.
Yes, identity theft is the fastest growing category of criminal conduct in the United States. It's unfortunately booming business. And it's so important that we all try to shield our own information as much as we can. It's true that we live in a digital world with so much information online. It's also true that a lot of personal information remains on paper, old bank statements, old tax returns, old check stubs. And so that's why during Consumer Protection Week, we try to remind folks that they have to keep watching their paper information as well.
Yeah, it's not a good idea just to throw that in the trash, because that could be a prime target for thieves, couldn't it?
That's exactly right. Much better to make sure that those documents are safely destroyed, and that's why we offer the free shredding event coming up here tomorrow in Manhattan.
All right, and that's 11 to 1 at Seco Park Swimming Pool, Wreath Avenue, Robinson Drive. Here in Manhattan, what can people bring out to be shredded?
They can bring up to 3 bags or boxes of personal documents. So, like I say, clean out those home file cabinets, and we often see old check stubs or bank statements or utility bills. And I might add, Brandon, there's been a little bit of scheduling work going on, and we will be at Seco Park tomorrow between 11 and 1. But we will not be at the swimming pool location. We'll be at a different part of the park. So just be sure to look for the signs for the shredding.
Gotcha. Okay. Appreciate the clarity there. And is there any changes to the process here? Do you just bring it to drop off in your car? Is it kind of a drive-through thing, or how's that work?
It is drive-through. Come to Seco Park, look for the signs for the shredding event, not to be confused with other things that will be going on at the park. And then we'll have people there to direct people into their cars into the line. We'll ask our people all be masked up, of course, and we'll ask everybody to sign a permission slip that allows the company to shred their materials, and then just drive through the line, stay in the car, we'll unload for you, and you can go on your way.
All right. Well, this is just one of many events here. How much of a success are these events typically throughout the state?
Usually we help hundreds of Kansans and shred many tons of documents. We started yesterday in Hutchinson and Salina, and turnout was very high. It was running about a third above what we've experienced in years past. And so I suspect, but don't know, that that's in part because of the pandemic. People have had a lot more time at home in recent months. And I think some folks have used some of that time to really clean out old files. And so we want to provide that service in particular this year.
All right. And we're speaking with Attorney General Derek Schmidt, National Consumer Protection Week, with the shredding event happening tomorrow at Seco Park, 11 to 1 here in Manhattan. Is there anything you guys can't take?
Well, we do ask that everybody bring papers only. You'd be amazed at some of the things we've seen in boxes that obviously you don't want to run through a shredder, pieces of metal or other hard objects. But generally speaking, if it's a paper record, it's going to be shreddable, and the folks are happy to take it and destroy it properly.
Okay. We hear a lot about scams, especially around tax season. Is there any advice you have for people maybe protecting themselves online?
The only thing we would reemphasize is the old advice is still true. If it seems too good to be true, it probably is. and the government's not going to be contacting you by email or text message and asking for personal information for a tax return or whatever it may be. We see lots of tax fraud every year during this season, and usually IRS impersonation scams are at the top of the list. Somebody gets an email or a text that reports to be from the IRS saying there's something wrong with your taxes, and you have to send them a bank account or a payment or give your Social Security number. And those are not real. They're never real. That is always a scammer trying to get your information.
And these types of scams, those are hard to prosecute, aren't they?
It can be very difficult. A lot of times the scammers are not in the United States. And whether they are or not, if we can't find them, we can't go arrest and prosecute them. So that's why we emphasize so heavily prevention on the front end. And it's so important for folks to be watching out for themselves and watching out for each other to make sure that their money stays in their pocket in the first place and doesn't get shipped off to a scammer.
All right, very good. Again, the free shredding event taking place tomorrow. Is there anything else maybe I haven't touched on you want to highlight here?
No, I just I wish everybody a happy Consumer Protection Week. I know it's perhaps not the national celebration that everybody puts on their calendar each year, but it is important as an opportunity to just remind everybody of what everybody knows. Don't suspend common sense. Hold on to your wallets, and we want you to have your money, not some crook halfway around the world.
Yeah, that's good advice. Again, 11 to 1 tomorrow, Seco Park. Be sure to check that out. And if you have any spring cleaning you got to take care of, this is a good place to start doing that. Mr. Schmidt, we sure appreciate the time here this morning, and hope you have a very successful event here in Manhattan.
Thanks very much, Brandon. Take care.
All right. Thank you. Again, that's Attorney General Derek Schmidt joining us here on News Radio KMAN. Stay tuned. We'll hear from City Manager Ron Fear and Mayor Wynn Butler coming up next here on News Radio KMAN.